Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
B-Pod Studios.
TheSportsHub.com is your connection to the world of Boston sports wherever you go. 98.5 TheSportsHub.com.
Why you waking me up now?
It's TNR on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I had no idea they could do that.
Well, there you go.
Follow these guys on Twitter at Toucher and Rich.
Ready, set, great, y'all. Let's get it, y'all. You see the green light go. Ties burn the pavement. People want to know what Mace Posse Day went. Still here, still in your ear with a style so hot. You see where all the sun rays went. Legs on your head, all being moved in a frenzy. The blends be all the right cred. Meaning potential. Best of both worlds when we rocking over pearls on the instrumental. Are you ready?
Ready,
set, jump to the rhythm as hard as you can go.
Keep it steady,
steady
to the letter, y'all.
Bet.
Turn it up, y'all. We still in the show.
But can you rock it like rocket fuel?
Space or out your mind.
But can you rock it like rocket?
That's a close encounter of what kind?
Hey, can y'all make some noise, please?
All right, that is DJ Shadow. He's got a new record out called, what is it? Called Our Pathetic Age.
I love it.
It also features Nas, Strike the Deck, and Ghostface Killer. Paul Banks, who's on like every rap record now from Interpol. Run the Jewels. So there you go. See, that's a new song.
Yes, it
that's
is.
That's a new song, DJ, and it's a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, sometimes, you got to do that.
Would you go see him at the Grand and pump your fist?
He spins records and scratches. he has a lot of instrumentals on the record. Jim Irsay, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, man, you guys fired up?
Always.
Yeah, me too. I just fired up a doobie to take the edge off the speed.
Okay, you gotta tough, balance things, you
tough,
know?
Tough loss last night.
To take the edge off the speed. Okay, so how long have you been up for?
Radio station. I like you guys.
Oh, you're breaking up.
You're breaking up. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to break some news. I watched Braveheart a little while ago, and I got really inspired by the King from England, so I installed Prima Nocta for the Colts. I don't know if you know this, but Andrew Luck just got married, so he didn't want to have Big Jim lay down with his lady, so he retired.
Okay.
So he retired because you said, I have the right to have sex with your future wife.
Well, with all of them, all my players. Big Jim, I'm fired up. That's exactly why he left. I'll tell you what, I'm happy about it. Jacoby's much cooler.
Now, sometimes, Jim, if you take a lot of pharmaceuticals or a lot of cocaine, it can interfere with your ability to get an erection. Does that ever happen?
First of all, the situation you described, I like to call Monday.
Right.
But like I previously explained with the doobie and the speed, if you go down, there's always a way to get up.
Right. Jim Irsay.
Thank you, Jim Irsay.
Thank you very, very much.
Hey, Quentin, what's up, man?
All right. By the way, I watched Quentin Nelson last night.
He's like, awesome.
Like, he's like the only guard I've ever watched.
He wrecks guys. And you know, and you're right, Fred. It's like you don't, like, how often do you honestly, like, take a look at the offensive line play?
Never.
Unless somebody completely screws up and they show it on a replay. Like, when someone's a revolving door, you notice. But Quentin Nelson just demolishes
you. There was a time where, I didn't watch the whole game last night, obviously, but there was a time where the Colts were just running to the left side. And I'm like, why don't you just run to the left side every play?
Always, right, always.
Like they were picking up like 5 yard, 6 yard chunks. I'm like, why don't you just hand the ball off?
Hey, you fired up?
That's right. I mean, listen, even Irsay knew it.
All they keep telling me and all they've told me is how damn good you are.
Well, is there anything worse? I'm sure there's many things worse, as we've learned over the past couple of weeks, but there can't be a lot of things more embarrassing than being busted for having a burner account on Twitter.
An account where you are actively tweeting.
Actively tweeting and lobbying for yourself.
Yes.
That there can't be many things more embarrassing than that. And in the sports world, we've seen a decent amount. And these people almost always get busted. Kevin Durant, of course, you know, he might be one of the most thin-skinned of them all. There was the 76ers GM, Brian Colangelo, who got in big trouble because he was crapping on members of his own team.
Mitt Romney,
what was his name? It was he had some like really smooth name, like El Suavecito or something like that. It was
Roger Goodell's wife, right? She got caught as well.
Skip Bayless.
There was speculation. Oh, yeah. Well, Skip Bayless is great because he ended up posting, Skip, everything you say is awesome. And he forgot to switch. So it looked like Skip Bayless actually tweeted it about himself.
Right.
Which was fantastic.
He got a lot of balls in the air there.
So Nelson Agholor from the Eagles has had a really bad season. And many people are speculating that because he was getting killed in the media so much, all of a sudden this Twitter account at EFAM33 popped up out of nowhere. And if you click on the link, it's basically him doing nothing, or basically it's this person who is obsessed with Nelson Agholor defending Nelson Agholor. So we've seen all of this before. It was EFAM33, and it began early Thursday after fans noticed it was oddly supporting the wide receivers, and upon further investigation, every tweet from the account was supporting Agholor. The responses from the account range from criticizing Carson Wentz, supporting Nick Foles, and criticizing Eagles fans themselves. As a matter of fact, one of the quotes said, maybe it's because Wentz doesn't throw a ball better than Foles, making it harder for us to catch, one tweet said.
Okay, well, what is he trying to do?
He's trying to defend himself.
Yeah, but to who?
Well, probably. I mean, I'm sure he's doing it to writers. He's probably doing it to a ton of people. I mean, listen, I know of quite a few people that don't know that they have a burner account. There's people who work at the station that use burner accounts, which I think is hysterical, that they still don't know that we know are burners.
I didn't even know
there's
that.
There's people in the Boston media, too, that we know use burners. And I'm not giving that up to anybody because I want him to continue with it because it's hysterical.
You're going to have to tell me off air who at the station.
I will do that. There's one that's very close to the show that does one here at the station. I won't say that. I do know that. But then
it's not Wallach.
No. That would be pretty great. I will say this with all certainty. I do not know of a Wallach burner account.
What is that kicking?
I don't know. There is a weird sound. I'm not quite sure what that
was.
All right,
go ahead.
When they did more research on this, people started tweeting him that it was Agholor and it was him, and mysteriously the tweets started to disappear. Eventually, every tweet from the account had disappeared, as well as the likes. The like tweets in the account were critical of the GM, the offensive coordinator as well, and also EFAM. Apparently is his middle name is it's something that it's like his name is like EFAM or something like it's as similar to his it's a Famuel, as a matter of fact, is his middle name. So he didn't put much effort into trying to hide it if it was indeed him. EFAMEHULE. I'm thinking that's a Famuel. It could be.
Well, of course it's the everyone knows that.
So,
a Famuel.
So yesterday,
Anthony
Nelson Agholor was talking at his locker, and without even being prompted, he mentioned the burner account.
But I have a question for y'all.
Yeah.
Let's talk about. Do I just bring it up?
This burner account.
Yeah. Can we talk about that?
Yeah. Go ahead.
It's not me.
Okay.
So which one of you guys is going to tweet? It's not Nelson.
Because I wasn't even I wasn't even address it.
So which one of you guys, going to you going to run it right now on your Twitter account?
I wasn't going to address it.
How did you become aware of that? How did you hear
it? You know what? I'll be honest with you. I have a friend that's in Tampa. We're FaceTiming today in my break. And he's like, this is crazy. Somebody has talked about you having a burner account, which is nuts. And I was like, oh, what is you talking about? And then I talked to our PR people, and they told me. So I just want to know which one of you, my friends that are here in the media, are going to go on your Twitter handle and say, all right, stop playing with Nelson. This wasn't him.
I mean, I'll put it out there if you want me to.
I wasn't going to address it at all.
I would like for you guys to address it. Why not? You guys know me well. Yeah. Like, we're friends. I spoke to my dear friend Nelson, and this is definitely not him.
All right, sounds good.
You got me too. You don't tweet it too. You got it. Come on, let's go. Let's all tweet it on now.
Yeah, unfortunately, this is what happened with the six.
I don't know nothing about that, but I want you to do it. You ESPN. You got the nice handle. You verified. Go ahead. All right, you guys have a great day.
All right.
Everybody on their Twitter's on three now.
Oh, get off of Twitter.
Doesn't it all really come down to that?
Just get off of Twitter.
You have to do it.
It's not hard. It's not hard to not be on Twitter. Don't worry about it. You're making a lot of money. You're doing what you want to do.
And you know what? If you do have a burner account, I mean, you're going to get busted. You're going to get sloppy, and something's going to get out there. And how embarrassing
is
that when people
find out?
But
the burner account is you're an anonymous person, correct?
Yeah, so it's a fake name.
Right, so what am I accomplishing? I'm just some douche.
Okay, let's say you're
obsessed with what is that going to do?
Let's say you're Nelson Aguilar, and there is a person in the media that is killing you and coming down on you. Then this is your chance to speak up for yourself without actually saying that it's from you. Like someone making a point and maybe they think it gets in their head and they'll write a new article about it. Or it's a tip from somebody. I know why these people do it, but man, it never looks good once you get busted.
It doesn't make sense. I mean, if I'm a writer and some jabroni that I don't know is like, hey, Foles sucks or whatever, Wentz sucks. What do I care? You're accomplishing nothing. You're not swaying anyone's opinion about anything. Does it just feel good to do that? Especially on a level of a professional athlete. I mean, go look at Manish Mehta's account. I'm sure he gets 5 billion tweets a day. Oh, Wentz sucks. Oh, God, I better write that Wentz sucks. You're accomplishing nothing, I guess, other than making you feel better. Listen, if you want to be on social media, you become an influencer. At Fred Toucher on Instagram. I got some new products coming up.
Yeah, what are you going to be pimping next?
If I told it on the air, I'm like the 98.5 over under. I can't pimp them on the air. On the gram.
That's right, you got to keep it on the gram.
I've teamed up with Wendy Fiore. Instagram influencer.
I got like Wendy?
Yep.
From like the oh my God. The MySpace party? Like our very first thing in 2006 when we moved here, we had a party at the Hard Rock and it was called the MySpace party so people could see who was going to the vibe. Dude, it was so dated. But like they flew in this woman, Wendy. Really?
She's a partner. She's been Instagramming about my influence. She has 5 million followers or something.
I wouldn't doubt that for a second.
I'm still friendly with her. So, hey, she saw that I was influencing. I said, hey, you're influencing, I'm influencing. Let's get it going. Mine are more motivational, though, to get you off the couch. Mine are like, hey, you know, you're a jackass.
Hey, you got me off the couch, that 5-1. That was good stuff.
Yeah, they just the Positive Coaching Alliance just put something up about that. Mm-hmm. Put our interview with Danny Ainge up,
and then you got the beef, the shot with the balance, elbow balance.
Got a little bit of a flack for where my left hand was, but
craving a late night dessert instead of a scoop, go shoot a hoop. Just played at the JCC. My line 25-12-15. However, it's not about stats or my sick tats. Hoops is life. Ball to me is like jazz, and I play with pizzazz. You probably can't do that right now, but keep working, guys. Hashtag influencer. That is Fred's latest
post. That's just me going, like, if you're at night and you're like, I want ice cream. So, stop it, fat boy. Go to the JCC, so you shoot some hoop, get in a game. Come on.
Maybe you can influence Patrice Bergeron.
All right, well, listen.
Give him some motivation.
I will. All right, we'll talk to Patrice Bergeron in just a matter of moments.
98.5 Sports Hub. This is where Boston talks sports. Toucher and Rich. Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Crosby drilled against the wall by Carlo with 20. Up the near wall, the Bruins flip it ahead. Here's Krejci. Gets to the red line. Drives it ahead. Bergeron right circle. Scores! Bergeron pops in the empty netter. They have a 6-4 lead. Bruins over the Penguins.
98.5 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. We'll have Patrice Bergeron a little bit later. We'll have him on the show. So looking forward to that. I'm realizing now that I had plans to do something after the show, something physical, and I'm realizing now that my pants, you can see my boxer shorts through them, so I will not be doing anything.
Oh, really?
Going home. Going to sleep.
Just going right home and say, yeah, well.
That was actually good luck.
Well, yesterday I spent way too much time. That's not a complaint. It was time well spent going through every single corner of the Gronk Beach website, and it's just as phenomenal as you think it is.
It's just
when you click. Did you get to take a look at it?
I watched the video. I saw that you had said. I looked on Twitter and I saw that you had spent time in it, so I did too. I saw the video. Now I understand. Gronk is making a phenomenal amount of money doing this.
Yes, he is.
I would do it too.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy a ticket to this thing, you're out of your mind.
Well, I mean, you might not be able to afford it. Have you seen, did you click on the ticket section? Oh, my word.
I mean, it's just don't go.
Okay, so the one thing I did not know about all this is that the tickets are all-inclusive. It's a six-hour open bar with spirits, fresh fruit cocktails, beer, wine, and soft drinks. And I'm sure there's not going to be a long-ass line for every single one of them.
And I'm sure there's so much alcohol in those fruit drinks.
Right. It's not going to essentially be a Capri Sun with, like, a hint of alcohol.
Yeah, it's going to be just, like, 500 grams of sugar. And you're going to go, hey, because what they're going to do is they're going to have a six-hour open bar and just get you annihilated.
I mean, listen, if it truly delivers on its promise and all of these people are just going to be drinking, like, loaded for 6 hours, then fantastic. Then that's a place I want to be there with a microphone. I want to speak to
everyone.
Yes,
you want
to
be there with a microphone because it's going to be human scum. And not like, oh, Fred doesn't like a good time. No, this is like trash.
I can't wait. So the all-inclusive ticket.
He's wearing in the video legitimately, and listen, there's a marketing firm that's paying probably over $1 million for him to do this.
Oh, sure.
But they put, like, there's Gronkowski on the couch, and then there's, like, football Gronkowski, and then there's party Gronkowski.
Yeah, party Gronk.
And he has glasses on. From, like, remember in the 80s?
Or the slits.
Like, yeah, they didn't have lenses in them. They were just slits. So that's the idea of, like, the party guy is he's got those stupid novelty sunglasses on.
Well, I mean, there's a cartoon of him wearing a lei, and he's holding on one of the Baywatch little floaty things, and he's, like, pointing like this. And then there's a one of these... What are they called? The dancers, the fire breathers.
Polynesian
dancers. Right? Yeah. He said that very eloquently in his video. There will be Polynesian dancers there. But they show where it's going to be. And I know that a lot of people are giving it crap for being in a location that's like across from a Denny's on the beach. But it's actually, I've seen pictures of festivals that have been held there before or concerts. And it's a pretty decent place to throw it.
It's on the beach, right?
It's on the beach. Now, if you want a ticket to this thing, it says Gronk is selling a very limited number of tickets at Gronk Beach and tickets will sell out. Tickets include a six-hour open bar, premium dining, beach attractions, and performances. Premium. Tickets will increase in price tiers as the big game weekend approaches. As the earlier you purchase the tickets, the more money you will save.
Yeah.
Be sure to purchase early for the best pricing. Okay, so I'm looking at it now. All-inclusive tickets. Tier 1, $149. Sold out. Bam. Tier 2, $199. Sold out. Bam.
Right.
Tier 3. These are. I don't think these are VIP ones. These are just like
No. Tier 1 is just for losers.
For the steerage. Tier 3, $229. Sold out. Boom. Tier 4, $249. Sold out. So you got to get to Tier 5.
So there was a lot of tickets available for these tiers, I would imagine.
I'm sure that it's like thousands of people in each tier, Fred.
That's right. They put something on the internet, and then 2 days later, everything's sold.
Well, I saw someone complain yesterday that they had a pre-sale code, and even they weren't able to get Tier 1, 2, or 3, or 4. Like, I mean, it was just basically, you are not going to be paying that.
You don't even know if you're going to be in Miami, most likely.
I mean, if you're buying these tickets, you know you're going to be there. Why would you buy them?
No. But what I'm—that's my point.
Oh, you're saying if the Patriots will be there, they'll still want to go to the Super Bowl for the old sportsmanship of it.
I don't know. It's a pretty expensive trip down to Miami to go to the Super Bowl, but nonetheless,
Tier Five is $299 with a payment plan starting as little as $59 down.
So they are really looking for VIPs.
I mean, if you are having to get a payment plan to go to Gronk Beach,
don't go.
What is that term? A fool and his money?
Don't. But it's sad because people are going to spend hard-earned money to go to this disaster.
It's not going
to
be a disaster. It's going to be a great time.
It's going to be terrible.
It's going to be, it's a giant music festival, and Gronk will go on stage and dance stupid for a couple minutes, and that will be the end of it.
Yeah, and then there's going to be people, like, farting and rubbing each other's backs.
What's wrong with that?
It's going to be like a fair.
State fair?
It's going to be an expensive state fair.
Now, there's different VIP packages that you can get.
Okay.
All right. Now, there's the Wynn Nightlife VIP shared table ticket, which is for the low price of $1,500 a person. Or you can go
all the... A person?
Yep. $1,500 a person. There is the Wine, Dine, and 69 table package, which is $50,000. God bless Gronk for naming something that.
And by the way, like, this is the kind of stuff that attracts the beautiful people.
Wine, Dine, 69.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, the who's who of celebrity will be dining on the Wine, Dine, 69 package.
Right, I'm sure, you know, Michelle Obama's going to be
right
wandering in.
It's going to be, yeah, there's going to be maybe the Duchess of York will make an appearance.
Party like a Gronk star cabana package for $30,000, but let's go to the big one.
$30,000?
Yep.
For a cabana?
Yep. How about the ship table package for the low, low price of $100,000?
What?
For $100,000, here's what you get. 20 tickets. Okay, well, you know, if you got friends, you can afford $100,000.
Yeah.
A table on the stage.
Oh, that's fun.
Gronk will visit your table. You'll get an on-stage CO2 moment. I have no idea. It was CO2 where they shoot the little, like, the air cannon at you. Oh, that's like a dream come true.
Or maybe you get to shoot the air cannon at the crowd with, and who, by the way, and another sign of a really cool party is when they have a T-shirt cannon.
No, it's like, you've seen it before. It's like a steam looking thing.
I understand it, but I have a feeling at the Gronk thing, it's going to be they're going to be shooting stuff at the audience, Lays and things.
You'll get 12 bottles of Brut champagne.
Brut.
Remember when we signed here and everyone made fun of the photo because we had Brut champagne?
Lounge seating.
Brut champagne. We'll have Texas Pride beer
right. And
Brut champagne for $100,000.
You'll get a couple of bottles of Boone's Farm thrown in,
I mean,
I don't think
Jesus.
You can get legally anymore.
I mean, at least, I know they don't think anyone's going to buy this, but at least try.
Lounge seating, you'll get waitress service.
Oh, well.
A special win-only VIP dedicated expedited entrance.
Oh, so for $100,000, I don't have to wait in line.
Private security, you know, to keep all the masses away from you. Monster mixers and Fiji water included. But you also,
by the way, another sign of a super VIP event is Monster energy drink available to mix with your cocktails.
By the way, it's the best thing too. You're paying $100,000 in this package, yet at the bottom they say, by the way, 50% gratuity will be added to all checks.
Oh my God.
I mean, can you imagine that? Whoa. Like, you have the balls as somebody paid $100,000 for a 15% tip.
Don't go. Don't go.
Oh, you gotta go.
No, you don't.
Oh, I mean, you got to see it.
You can walk by it and look at it.
The best is that you click on the experience, and there's several different tabs and stuff that you can click on, and one of them is A-list crowd. So I will click on what it says. It says, Gronk is inviting all of his friends, family, and former teammates to the first ever Gronk Beach. Those lucky enough to snag a ticket should prepare to share the dance floor with the biggest names in sports and entertainment. He's inviting them. I mean, it says it right there. They'll be invited.
It's gonna be like, Jermaine Wiggins, everybody.
I'd pay $100,000 for that.
You know him as the backup center from the 1975 Patriots. All right. We have Patrice Bergeron on the phone.
Very nice.
Patrice Bergeron is announcing the Patrice Bergeron beach party.
it's Patrice Beach.
Patrice Beach, where you get Brut champagne. Patrice Bergeron, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, and the reason that you were on the phone, besides your allegiance to the show, which is your favorite, is the we are announcing the third annual Patrice Bergeron and 98.5 The Sports Hub. Now, this is if you don't get traded. The Sports Hub Pucks and Paddles at the Royal Boston on Friday, January 17th. I will be 45 years old at the Royal Boston. That's on Tremont Street. Tickets are on sale now, and fans will have the option to select VIP tickets. That's $200, not $100,000. Those are $200.
Yes. A little more affordable than Gronk Beach.
And you get to get a bunch of stuff signed by the players. Tickets can be purchased at bostonbruins.com/pingpong. Plus, at some point, if not now, you can register to play against these the Bruins players in a tournament. This is people all – no one complains after these things because the tables are out there on the floor. You're part of the everything. You interact with the guys. They're not up on a stage for the whole time. So it's a good time. And, Patrice, thank you for continuing this tradition.
My pleasure. Thanks thanks for doing this. Actually, helps me. You got everything out of the way, so the dates and everything. So thanks for that.
Yeah, it's just now I can go.
It sounds like you're it sounds like you're driving, so I don't want you to get in an accident. And so, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Did my job. So, thanks for having me, guys. I'll see you guys next time.
Okay, you know what? You don't have to talk to us. You really don't if you don't want to. I don't care. You know what? As a favor to you, everyone go to 98.5thesportshub.com. Go to bostonbruins.com/pingpong. Buy your tickets. Patrice, you've been a little hurt. We'll give you the time to recover and have a nice ride into the facility.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Take it easy, Patrice Bergeron. Thank you. And that is not a hang-up.
Nope. That is us doing him a solid.
Yeah. I mean, what am I going to – I don't
get at one point, I was like, Fred, are you going to let him say anything? And then at the end, he's like, well, you said it all, so I guess I'm good.
No, I'm not going to – I mean, what are you going to say?
St. Patrice. And by the way, Fred's not joking. Like, the one thing about this event, you know, Cuts for Cause was successful for a while, but, you know, after a while, we started to learn that there needed to be something more for the people who were there, and it was actually Patrice Bergeron's idea to turn this into a tournament that not only can you get involved in if you bid on it, but it's fun as hell to watch these guys go up against each other. It's wildly competitive because these guys play ping pong in their downtime. It's something that they do. The only thing that they're probably more competitive about other than that would probably be Fortnite with some of the younger players. And maybe that's something we need to go up with.
I guarantee you in the future we end up having some, it's like Jake DeBrus.
Fortnite tournament.
But yeah, the tables again with Cuts for a Cause, everyone was on stage and this and that. Even if you don't get a VIP ticket, the ping pong tables are on the ground. You're on the same level as the guys. You're not looking up at them. So it's easier to mingle around and stuff like that.
So it said Patrice Beach would feature poutine, meat pie, Molson, and Tim Hortons.
It'd still be better.
It would be more fun.
Yeah, you could get through $100,000 for 12 bottles of Brut champagne. They're not even trying. They're not trying.
Well, they're not going to get that.
I know that.
No one's going to buy
that.
Okay,
so you know what you should do, Rich? Is you should make it so fanciful.
Like Gronk will impregnate you.
Yeah, right. Like... What I thought you were going to say is for $100,000, like Gronkowski, like spends like the day with you. I mean, it's still not worth $100,000, but I was thinking, like, you know, that you're on stage, it's Gronk's table.
Yep.
You're going to spend the day with him. There's unlimited. You have your own bar, like da 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 da. But no. I mean, make it. No one's paying $100,000. Make it the craziest thing in the world.
I mean, don't tell me you're not curious as to how this is going to turn out.
Of course I'm curious. It's going to be like a fair in a hick town.
I mean, I don't know if a lot of people, like hicks, can spend $149 a ticket.
In Miami?
Well, it's going to be, I'll tell you what, it's going to be people from like Ocala driving down. And I'll tell you this, is that it's, listen, $140 and people are going to spend it, and they're going to spend their money and they're going to end up very disappointed. And that's no shade on the Gronk, man. Gronkowski gets his money no matter what. So, there you go. I mean, he deserves it because he's standing there for 5 hours. All right. Here are the headlines.
The games are only half of it. Sure and Rich. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack, stack, stack it up. Stack, stack, stack it up. Stack.
98.5, the Sports Hub, or Toucher and Rich. We were talking about the Gronk Festival that's going on, which I would do the same thing if I was Gronk. He's obviously making over $1 million to do it. Aaron, go ahead, sir.
So these kind of things with the lineup that he has, there's going to be thousands of people trying to go to this.
See, I agree.
Frequently through the year. I go to them frequently, but usually they're 2 days for $250 if you buy tickets soon enough. But the lineup he's got, it's going to be ridiculous.
Okay.
Yeah, so
My sister-in-law goes to literally... Her whole business is festival business. She braids hair with this crazy stuff, and they're not giving someone Brut. I'll tell you this, though, is that we did look up a price of a bottle of Brut, and if you pay $100,000, you get 12 of them. And for $9.47, you may buy yourself a bottle of Brut.
It's pretty funny. Hang on. There's one section I did not see. I can't believe I'm just now seeing this. Like, you know, it's got home tickets, VIP tables, experience, artists. And then there's info. And you click on info underneath it, it's got venue getting there, sustainability.
Oh.
You know, Gronk Beach is committed to containing a sustainable event and respecting the fragile nature of our beachside venue.
So, hey,
and people vomit all over the
sand. I don't doubt that he could sell it out.
He's going to sell it out.
Yes, I don't doubt that. That's not my point. My point is to act like this is like some kind of like electronics, like some like... What do they have the festival there, Rich? What's it called?
Oh, are you talking about like the Electric Daisy Festival?
To act like it's going to be like that is ridiculous. It's not. I understand the lineup. I understand that people would like to see that. But it's not. But I mean, it's a Polynesian luau theme. It's going to sell out. And Gronkowski, if they pitched this idea to me, I'd do it in 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah. He's going to make so much money.
Yes. And I would do it too. But I'm just telling you, if you're going there thinking that it's going to be some, like, you know, collection of beautiful people partying in the sand, I have news for you.
Now, they are also
a lot of one piece suits.
Something that you
and muumuus.
Something that you can also purchase is a Gronk meet and greet. And I go, okay, well, let's see. And it seems somewhat reasonable, I guess, in relation to the rest of the prices. How much would it be for a Gronk meet and greet? Now, remember, this does not include admission. You have to purchase a ticket first in order for you to get in to meet Rob Gronkowski.
$200.
Higher.
Oh, Jesus. $300?
Higher.
For a meet and greet with Rob Gronkowski?
Yeah, for a meet and greet with Rob Gronkowski, how much?
A retired NFL player.
No, he's not retired yet.
All right. Okay, whatever.
Now, it's good for two people. So you can chip in.
So I paid my, now I've paid my, what is it, like $200 a person?
No, you can't get in for $200 now. It's at least, those tickets are gone. You have to pay at least $300 a person to get in.
Okay, so me and my friend have spent $600.
Yep. But it's for two people to do a meet and greet with Gronk. A quick picture.
So you're saying it's over $300.
Yep.
$350.
Higher.
$400.
Higher.
$500.
Higher.
No way.
No way.
$649.99.
Dude, you can meet the Rolling Stones for less than that.
I don't know about that.
Oh, no. Like you can, if you buy a VIP package to see, like, the Rolling Stones or one of these old bands... Like, especially like Kiss.
Yeah, well, Kiss.
Well, whatever. I'd much rather meet Kiss than I'd much rather meet me Paul Stanley. Like, you can, like, don't you think for like $600 you could get a seat to the show and like a meet and greet with the band afterwards?
I think that bands sell those for like, I think it's close to $1,000.
Okay, but I get a ticket to the...
Yeah, but you get in as well. Like for this...
I'm in a VIP section, yeah. And then I get backstage... And meet like an iconic band.
Yep.
And get something signed by an iconic band, which would be not only personally, but could be lucrative financially.
Whoa, hang on. Have the ticket price has just gone up?
We've been talking about it. Obviously, people are going, Fred wouldn't like it. I'm going to start buying it.
This is the most confusing site because it had, like, for a while, the $299 were the cheapest. And then it's got, okay, VIP. All like, okay. So there's a VIP section that is, like, to the left of the stage that you can go to. And the cheapest way to get there where you're not among the plebeians and the peasants, I believe, is right now $1,500 to be at a shared VIP table, it says. VIP table.
Okay. I'm gonna get. I've gone to Kiss online.
Okay, like how much does it cost to meet Kiss?
Okay, the silver VIP package.
Now, I don't think you get to actually meet Kiss for that.
You get a photo with them. You get exclusive access to the Kiss Army's Captain's Hospitality Lounge.
You see, I think it's just you get to stand in a crappy tent.
Personal photo opportunity with Kiss. VIP with beer, wine, and the Kiss End of the Road signature cocktail.
How much?
And you get all the separate things. It is... Jesus, they don't make it easy. All right, it's at Allentown.
Okay, well...
Let me see. Okay. How the hell do I do this?
All right, well, if anybody's going to go to this, we might need somebody... If we'll know closer to the event.
It's $1,000.
It's $1,000. Well, that's what I was saying.
But you get a ticket and a photo opportunity... And good seats.
So this is essentially the same thing.
Okay.
Although no, you don't get good seats. Like you would pay $300 to get in for yourself, and then $650 for you and a friend to meet Rob Gronkowski. So it's the same thing. That's kind of the going rate to get a picture with Rob Gronkowski.
The ultimate Kiss Army experience is you get to watch the show like alone in front of it.
Yeah, right. Which is good. What's in the Wine Dine 69 package? That's what I'm clicking on here. Do you still get Brut Champagne?
They just throw someone at you and you got a 69. Lola? Hello?
Lola. Okay. I don't know.
Well, there's no way that person's name was Lola.
All right. So some of the fan voting for MVP has already been tabulated. Any guess as to right now in the NFL, who is the leading vote getter in the race for MVP?
I'll guess Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson, number one.
I was going to say Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson is number three. Lamar Jackson has 146,000 votes. Russell Wilson number three with 115. Number two, a little bit of a shock. And I'm thinking this person might just be getting...
Is it the receiver, the kid from Vikings?
He's high up there. He's number four, Dalvin Cook. Oh, you're talking about running back. Dalvin Cook from the receiver. Oh, you're talking about Stephon Diggs.
No. Cook's been better all year.
Yeah. No, Dalvin Cook has been unbelievable. He's been wrecking.
I'll say two's Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey's number five with 100,000 votes.
He had a bad
votes.
Game last week.
Number two is somebody that you would have expected at the beginning of the year to be either first or second in voting. But after seeing how his season has been, it's a shock that he's number two.
Mahomes.
Wow. Number two with 116,000 votes.
With the injuries and everything?
That is the fan vote, by the way. But Lamar Jackson, that guy is going to make a ridiculous amount of money. And then he's going to get injured, and then his career is going to be ruined because that's how it works. Did you see the linebackers for the Houston Texans, how they showed up yesterday?
Yep.
I've never wanted a team to lose more than that. Like, it just reminded me of, do they not learn their lesson from when they showed up wearing the letter sweaters or the jackets?
Letterman jackets.
Yeah, when they took on the Patriots. However, this one, slightly cooler. They showed up wearing Mortal Kombat outfits.
No.
There was one guy dressed as Raiden. There was another guy dressed as Scorpion. And then there's one dude who just said, I'm wearing gold and covering my mouth. I don't know what that is. Like an old gold LeMay-like thing. I don't know what Mortal Kombat character that is.
Very scary.
By the way, controversy in last night's game, on a third down play, Deshaun Watson fumbled the football.
Yep.
And it looked like it was recovered by the Colts. No replay, nothing.
I've been reading about that today.
Was there a wrangle?
No, the wrangle's on Sunday. The wrangle's the Jets.
It's just game. How come that play wasn't reviewed? That's all.
All right. But we'll find out sooner or later when someone writes a book. All right. We'll find out what Zolak and Bertrand have on the way. .985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Scotty Z. What's going on, brother?
How are you doing?
Doing good.
We are doing well.
Did we ask you yesterday? I don't remember. Would you go? Are you going to go to Gronk Beach?
Beto already got tickets. He's already on the list.
Like you guys are going to go? Yeah,
you're not going to that.
I think he put his name on the list.
You're not going to that. There's no way you're going to that.
Why not? Why wouldn't you go?
I'll go.
Of course you would go. What are you going to do on Saturday other than, of course, the event that the station does? Yeah. The station does the
plus. Scott can get into real events.
Yeah,
but that's his guy. I
want to see it.
Him and Gronk.
I want to see Flo Rida
because you know Gronk will hang out with you and he'll want you to be back there, right?
No, I don't know. He's gonna have all his people with him. wrestling friends and his brother.
Scott can get into like real things.
He should allow me. He should allow me to go for free because Bob Sosi had a pizza and his brother stole his pizza after the AFC title game. Like Bob had ordered this big pizza and his brothers came in all hammered, stole Bob's pizza. So that should be my free ticket.
How pissed was Bob?
I was like, what's going on? You know, Bob. Well, oh, go ahead. Help yourself.
Or ruffle any feathers.
Yeah.
All right. So
I'll be there, though. Yeah. I'll go.
Will you live stream it?
No, because then you can't enjoy it.
He's not going. You're not.
You never know, Fred. You never know how the week goes.
How many paid appearances do you get?
One if I'm lucky.
Okay. So you'll do that. Plus, you have access to things that are, like, legitimately... Oh, yeah. Small VIP events.
Yeah.
Like Scott, like doesn't like Scott.
What's more fun than that one? Honestly, what would be more, where would you get better stories?
But
than
it's
that
like
one?
Going to the beach though. And you're going to be, you know, they're going to have a gate. Everybody's going to be squeezed in, standing on the beach. It's going to be hot.
Now where you're going to be standing.
Oh, you're right. They're like $500 a ticket, I think, for VIP.
It's more than that.
More than that.
Is it?
Yep.
They have a $100,000 package where you get 12 bottles of Brut champagne.
Oh, how lucky are you? How much is that? $40 a bottle?
No.
$10 a bottle. Fred said it was $10. Yeah. I thought it was $40 a bottle.
We just
too.
Looked it up.
I think it's $4. Is it?
No, it's $10.
It is $10.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's not.
That'll give you. Your head won't hurt after drinking that.
Well, I don't think they're sending. I don't think they're going to get the $100,000. And it's like $600 to meet Rob Gronkowski. Oh. I mean, he's making a phenomenal amount of money.
You'll never forget it.
Yeah, I know. The thing is that if I'm him, I'm doing it as well. There's just no way I would go.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to that thing. All right, what do you guys have coming up today?
We're going to start with AB real quick, but we're going to hump the football, man. This is a really good matchup. Excited to call this game. This is one of the biggest games I think we've had regular season-wise coming in here. It's hard to believe they have four losses. Dallas, when you look at them on...
it's hard to believe they lost to the Jets.
Yeah, they didn't play well that game. Did not play well.
You had to play pretty poorly.
But they're hot coming in, and it's going to be a good test. And good test for the defense.
As Joe Murray. Now, Joe Murray, you're going to be at the game.
Yes, myself and Dan Lifshatz.
What do you think about the spread?
I actually like the Cowboys, to be honest. Going under, though. I think it's going to be a low scoring.
I can see
game
that. I can see 24-23, somewhere in there.
But, Zoe, if you're on the way, we'll be at the Robin Ford tailgate zone probably around noon before the game. So come hang out with the Bankroll Boys.
All right. It's a lot of time.
Excellent.
A lot of time.
Take some pictures. I want to see this.
Maybe I'll get some audio.
A lot of time to get hammered.
Where's the T-shirts?
Okay. We'll get one.
All right. I want one Monday morning.
He's always very sly about the business aspect of things. He's always sly.
It's got people.
Everyone have a great weekend. That'll do it for us. Bye.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.